And this is WHYY. I'm Carmen Russell-Sluchansky in Center City, Philadelphia. A bill that aims to protect electricity customers from rate hikes caused by large data centers passed the New Jersey General Assembly this week. From WHYY's climate desk, Sophia Schmidt reports on what's in the bill.
The bill would require utilities to design special rate structures for data centers over a certain size. These rate tariffs would prevent households and smaller businesses from shouldering the costs of any grid upgrades needed to support power-hungry data centers. Sponsor David Bailey compared the bill to a prenuptial agreement during a committee hearing last month.
We want to be married to data centers. We want them to come here. We want to have that relationship. But we need a prenup. It says, you want to come here? Pay for what you say you're going to do.
A representative for the Data Center Coalition said its members are committed to paying the full costs of their electricity use. But Bailey's bill is overly restrictive and singles out a specific industry. The bill would need to pass the New Jersey Senate and be signed by the governor before it could become law. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania legislators have started a bipartisan caucus to fight human trafficking. They say it's a big problem in the Commonwealth, citing the high volume of Pennsylvania reports to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Republican Senator Chris Dush from Indiana County chairs the eight-person body.
The shame of this has caused lawmakers and community government leaders for far too long to shy away from confronting it. That has opened the door for organized crime and individuals with perverted desires to quietly build networks that have caused the scourge to become pervasive.
Dush highlighted legislation endorsed by the Anti-Human Trafficking Caucus. Another bill to require hospitality comes to train employees to recognize and report human trafficking awaits third consideration by the Senate, where a floor vote could send the measure to the governor to sign into law. Other measures earlier on in the process to make trafficking infants a first-degree felony and standardizing survivor screening by healthcare providers. You're listening to WHYY.